Blog Talk Radio.
Dollhouse Radio, shout out to India Morrell and Larry Good.
What up?
Tony Seth. Welcome to the show of a lifetime. Grab a quarter out of ounce of blow and some white wine. If you would turn up your radio, this is high time. I get paid to stand up on the stage. This is my grind. India Morrell, sexy as hell, I cannot lie. Think you ate that pretty little shape and them tight eyes. Oh my goodness, if she ever let this little guy try, I'ma go to distance, eat that pussy like a pot pie. And yep, I get gigantic bucks. I'm in Hollywood with some women that be looking as pretty as Ari Good. You ain't even gotta tell me I'm the shit, cause I know. Go ahead and heal me. Get a whiff of the dope, take you higher than you ever been before. That's a fact. If you fuck with Dollhouse Radio, then where you at? Everybody get your motherfucking hands up high and try your best to reach and touch the sky, cause we finna turn it up. Tell me, nigga, you tell me. As far as I'm concerned, it's the motherfucking Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed, they turned up to the max. Man, it's Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed, they turned up to the max.
Damn. Yeah, what's up? This your girl, Miss STL, Miss AKA. I'm in the building. You know what it is? You tuned in live. We're all talking no filter right here on the one and only Dollhouse Radio, baby. Get at your girl. I'm at MZ_STL on Twitter. Check out the show page. It's all talk no filter at Twitter. We do follow back. And get at the whole family at Dollhouse Radio. That's Dollhouse_radio at Twitter. Got a great show lined up for you, of course, because that's just what we do. And you know we super messy, so you know at some point we're going to talk about that entitlement, entanglement shit, my bad. Entanglement, that is the new thing. That it takes away the it's complicated. It's no more complicated. It's entanglement, and we're going to get to that. But before I go any further, let me get some of this dynasty on the line. My boy, Rapstar, what's the word?
What's good? What's good with everybody? Happy Sunday, man. What's good with everybody? What's up, STL?
Oh, man, I'm chilling. I can't call it. You know what I'm saying? I can't complain. It ain't going to change shit, right?
Right.
Are you still on vacation, man?
Hell no.
Hell no. Extra gone.
Yes. As soon as I got back to work, man, it was crazy. What I found out was, like, there's me and my homie who's, like, you know, the permanent people in our position. We're the only full-time people there. We found out when we came back, there was absolutely nothing done when we came back. We had to, like,
that's fucked up.
Go, and it was crazy. Like, there was nothing done when we was gone. So, you know, this week was fucked up. My first day back was fucked up. My second day back was fucked up. Went in on my off day, another off day I had this week, and, you know, I'm like, ayo, man, it is what it is, man. But, you know, I'll be looking forward to another vacation before the year's up, and I can't wait for that shit, you know. But, yeah, I was on vacation. I was loving it. Now I'm trying. It's just a memory now. Mad as hell.
I need to make, you know what? I haven't been anywhere in a while. I need a vacation myself. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just want to escape everything. Like, everybody. I just want to. I might I might just have to do it by myself, bro. Just get away. You know what I'm saying? Like, I haven't had that in a while. I need to numb your whole cake. Like, I need to detox everything, you know what I'm saying? Just, and, like, get away, dog. I need to make that happen. But it's still, you know, I'm still kind of weary. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't see myself flying. I don't like to sit for long periods of time. So I can't see myself driving a long stint, you know what I'm saying, and hitting the road and nothing like that. But, you know what I'm saying, I might, it's some stuff that's close here that where I might just go disappear on people. You know what I'm saying? They be like,
I disappeared in my crib. I turned my phone off. You know, my parents was calling me. I didn't talk to my parents till the last day of my vacation, you know. So I was MIA, but I was in the crib. I wasn't anywhere else except for in the crib. I didn't go. The only time I went out was, like, to go to the store for a little bit and everything like that. But I was MIA kid. Nobody gets me, man. I was, like, in the Matrix.
Sometimes it be, you know what? Sometimes we need that, man. Real talk, we need that just to, like, zone out on everything and everybody and get, like, get back to self. You know what I'm saying? Because that's hard. Uh-huh. So, you know what I'm saying? Get back to all that. But what we're going to do is we're going to go on ahead and jump to these Galha announcements so royalty can let us know what's popping. Then we're going to come back and get into that, where they do that at, because I know 412 got some for us. And then, of course, we got to get to what's going on, because you know we super messy, and you know this what we do. So real quick, royalty, what you got? Dow House announcements. Let's go.
Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net and home of the indie artists. Check us out live every week on Blog Talk Radio. Catch Real Talk airing every Monday at 8 p.m., Hot Sugar Tea airing every Friday at 11 p.m., and All Talk No Filter airing every Sunday at 7 p.m. All shows air Eastern Standard Time. Look for our newest show debut, Transformation Fierce, hosted by Angela Marie, airing Saturday, April 7th. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at Hot Sugar Tea and at Dollhouse Radio. And also follow us on Twitter at Dollhouse_radio. And now, back to your program.
Yeah, hey, if you just not tuning in, you were live with All Talk No Filter on Dollhouse Radio. Hit us up 646-595-4038. And if you hear something and you want to say something, hit the one. We got you live. So, 412, what's the word?
Yo. All right, so there's two things that caught my attention. This one being that I'm a hip-hop artist, you know, it sheds some light on some stuff of how people make mistakes, and people, when they make mistakes, sometimes they don't really know the full information. You know, people assume to judge and not read the book. You know what I'm saying? Judge the cover, not read the book. A governor of Kentucky by the name of Andy Beshear was speaking to the public about certain issues that was going on within the state. One of those was false unemployment claims. Because of this COVID and this corona going on, people, there's new ways of people trying to get over on the system because of the pandemic. That's always a factor, you know, no matter how many times, you know, no matter how many times you have, like, a computer or you have a phone and you update it, you know, with each new thing that happens, you're going to have worse viruses out there, worse malware and everything. That just happens. And there's no different with people. Every time there's a new scare pandemic, people is always trying to see what they can do to benefit off of it. But people make mistakes. So the guy was saying that, you know, people, he thought that people was either trying to crack a joke or try to make money off of people's names. Now, he had a name of an example of somebody that he thought was playing a joke or trying to get somebody's name under false, what do you call it, like claim, false claim. Yeah. So the guy's name that he called out, his name is Tupac Shakur. So imagine, you know, you're going through claims and everything like that. Somebody calls in unemployment and, you know, they're telling you, hey, I lost my job, da-da-da-da-da, what's your name? My name is Tupac Shakur. So being that that name popped out because that is the name of not only the most iconic figure in hip-hop, but iconic figure in contemporary history as well. The guy thought it was a lie. He thought it was a fake, somebody playing, somebody actually, you know, trying to make money off of somebody else's name. Actually, this man, his name, his real name is actually Tupac Shakur. Like, people can't be named after celebrities. I mean, even Tupac Shakur himself was named after a famous Incan king or ruler, if people don't know. Tupac was named after an Incan ruler. But the guy's real name is actually Tupac Malik Shakur. He don't even go by Tupac. He goes by his middle name, named Malik. But his government says Tupac Shakur. So after when he found out, after you know, they talked to him and they found out that, you know, who he was. So the guy, he was on unemployment because, you know, he worked in a restaurant, and the restaurant closed down temporarily because of the COVID. So he was waiting on his unemployment. Because his name was Tupac Shakur, the people thought it was, you know, a prank, a joke, somebody trying to, you know, falsify somebody else's name to get free money. So after all that said and done and checked it, Andy Beshear, the governor of Kentucky, actually called the guy and offered his, you know, personal apology about calling him out. Yeah, he called him personally, offered apology, and they are working on him getting his unemployment. But where do they do that at? I mean, obviously, if they really thought that this was Tupac Shakur, because I think they didn't understand, because the guy, he's about like 46 years old, so I guess he's right around the age of Tupac, what he would have been if he was still alive. So, but I'm like, we all know Tupac's real name is Tupac Amuru Shakur. I know they got people's governments. People use their first and second name. But if you have a middle name, they can find that too. And they also know that the actual Tupac's middle name wasn't Malik.
I mean, he
was
using
Amuru,
a different social security number also. So, I mean, it's
right,
not like he's trying to, because after so long, your social security number is dead in the system anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So if anything, that's crazy. But if I was going through the thing, you know, scrolling up, and I was taking care of claims that was coming through, I would be like, what the fuck? I think I would get that a second look too. I think somebody was trying to be funny. I ain't gonna even lie. You know what I'm saying? And these days, like, people name their, some of these names that people come up with for their kids, you'd be like, what the, you know, like the whole, like, Northwest thing. You know what I'm saying? And, like, I got a friend, you know, she has two kids, and she, one is named Empress Helena. And, you know what I'm saying? It sounds almost fictitious, but that's her real name. So her son's name is Fire. And the baby girl, her name is Empress Helena. You know, for some of these names, sometimes you'll think that people were making them up. But if Tupac, or, you know, Christopher Wallace, you know, and they came across my desk, or it was Biggie something, I would be like, what the hell? If I saw it, that's just me. But
I mean,
I commend him. I gotta give him props, because most people don't just flat out admit to their mistakes, especially, you know, people of a higher stature when they mess up. You know what I'm saying? So I gotta commend him for actually personally calling this man to be like, okay, we thought you was the dead rapper. We wasn't gonna give you shit because we thought you was playing. So yeah, my bad.
Yep.
You know,
I'm already, if people, And see, people like my sister, you know, who still believe that Tupac is alive today, she would have thought that. See, that's cool. He's living in Kentucky right now. You know, so, you know, it's crazy. You know, but people got to understand that, you know, names are names. And people who have the same first and last name. You know, we look at Tim Allen. Tim is definitely like a common name. So you might not be talking about the guy from Home Improvement, Tim Allen.
Right.
Oh, he's Tim Allen. But there might be millions of Tim Allens. There could be millions of Brad Pitts. It might be millions of Will Smiths. I mean, that's a common as first and last name. So, you know, just for somebody to just follow up, I understand that might have caught people's attention because there isn't really too many. Yeah, there's not a lot of Tupacs running around, you know. So, of course, that would raise some eyebrows. But like you said, you know, you got people's security, social security numbers and everything like that, different things that they can actually look into to see if it's actual the person or somebody who's actually, you know, doing it, you know, doing something fake. You know, I just thought that kind of tickled me because I was like, hey, yo.
I mean, that's a hell of a thing. Like I said, if I saw something like that come through the system, I would be like, what the? Okay, so y'all trying to be funny, right? Y'all trying to be funny? You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, that's crazy. But like I said, I got to commend him. At least he did the right thing and said, hey, you know what? I'm sorry. We thought you was bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Because most people, they don't want to admit to it. And then the fact it was a personal call, usually they send you a letter, oh, you know, we're sorry, our mistake, we da-da-da-da. Well, for him to take the time out and call and be like,
yeah,
oh, shit, you're really another Tupac Shakur. Like, you had us fucked up because we weren't sending you nothing. It's nothing.
Dead ass.
Dead ass.
That's crazy. Yeah, dead ass.
I'm mad at that.
Now this I just posted, I just tagged you in it, STL. I seen a TikTok video that I thought was, it was weird. It was weird. It was definitely weird. I seen a TikTok video of a guy. If anybody don't know what a TikTok is, it's an app that people, you know, they do videos to, I don't know, these type of videos you do like kind of like, how would you name it, STL? Like, categories or, like, miming stuff out or something like that? Like, I know you can use TikTok for, like, different other things.
I mean,
I don't have one, so I'm like...
They have things you could do, like movie things for movies. You know, you got the different songs. TikTok exploded. I mean, especially with, you know, with the whole, you know, COVID thing and all that, because people were bored.
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't have anything to do. So it was like the thing. I think they said they had about 315 million additional downloads within this last couple months because people, you know, it just grew in popularity. I mean, and it's funny. I love to watch the videos. I ain't going to lie to you. You know, some of them are really good, you know what I'm saying? So, what happened with the TikTok thing, bro? I know you're finna tell me something crazy. What you got?
Man, it was crazy. It had a little girl, and it had a man, and I don't know where the TikTok video, like what it was. I don't know exactly what it was, what they was trying to do, but in the video, it had the little girl peeking inside the man's pants and laughing at him. And then the guy ends up peeking inside the little girl's shirt, looking at her chest, pointing at her and laughing at her. Now, both of them look they're having a pretty good time and this, that, and the third. I wasn't really too amused. I thought it was a little weird. You know, other people was kind of outraged, like, what the fuck? Other people thought it was actually funny. Me, I just was like, I don't know about all this. This was kind of in poor taste. I don't know what type of relationship that guy and that little girl has, but it just didn't sit right with me. STL, what'd you think about it?
Me, myself, I did check out the video, and I thought it was, I was disturbed. I'm going to say this because he was a grown man, and I know they were – this is something you do adults, You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't have a little girl where you're like, you do that, even if that's your daughter. Like, you don't do, he, you know, I saw it, it was in poor taste to me, very, very questionable. Mm-hmm. I was like, what the, it was a what the fuck moment. Like, I wasn't, you know, when you see these videos, you really don't know what to expect. You know, they're going to be dancing or singing or reenacting something, because they got so many out there that are so funny. But it's like, when you saw, when I saw this one and I saw them do that, I was really caught off guard. I was like, what the fuck? Like, I try not to judge, but sometimes you just can't help but judge. And to see him, you know, her pull his pants and him look, it was very disturbing. I don't know what would make them do something like that. Like I said, it would be different if it was two adults. But I mean, the little girl looked like maybe she was maybe about, she was under, definitely under 10. She looked like maybe 8, 9.
Like 8,
or
yeah.
Somewhere.
Eight,
under 10.
Yeah.
Too fucking young to be doing this particular. And this is, matter of fact, fuck all that. This is the first TikTok challenge I've seen that was like that. I know they do a lot of different ones and people make up their own, but this was the first one I saw that was like, it was disturbing. It was sexually disturbing to see them do that, with him being just a grown man and her being a little girl. I thought it was in poor taste. I don't know what possibly made them think that was in any way cute. Where was your mama when y'all was putting together this TikTok challenge? That's what I want to know, because I'm trying to figure out, that's something you do with a grown woman because you're a grown man. And the innuendo behind
it. She's probably holding the phone.
Come on, y'all. Y'all got to use some discretion with some of this. It's some things people shouldn't have to tell you that this that don't sit right. It just, it doesn't seem right. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't really, me myself, like I said, I was disturbed when I saw the TikTok video, because I'm like, I enjoy them so much. I'll sit there and watch them all day. But this one, I was very disturbed behind it. I don't know what they were thinking. I don't know what would make him say, hey, you pull my pants and laugh, and I'm going to pull. You don't even have any breasts, but it was very disturbing, just the context of what they did behind the video. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, what would make you think this even remotely was okay?
I want to describe to our listeners what the video actually was. Like, it was, it's like making fun of somebody. Like, imagine two people, and I guess you have, like, you know, you remember the game when we was kids, you show me mine, I show you yours, and everything like that. And you know, everybody who was kids, we've been through it. You know, we about like 9, 10, we around another, you know, I'm around another girl who's 9 and 10, and we're like, oh, well, I got this, I got that, show me yours, I'll show you mine. You know, it was kind of like that. And being that the girl was, like, under 10, she didn't have anything. So it was, like, pointless to, like, look. But I think the point that the video was making was she looked in his pants, didn't see anything, like, ha-ha, you might get a small penis-looking thing. And then he went to her shirt, pulled open her shirt, looked down her shirt and said, ha-ha, you don't have any boobs, and they both start laughing and everything like that. That's the kind of video that was going on at the time. And I didn't really understand, like SEO said, I'm like, you could have picked a grown person to do it. Like, I don't understand, you know, what was going on. You could have picked a flat-chested chick, a grown woman with flat chest, you know, to help you with that video. You didn't have to have no little girl like that. Like, that was weird.
I'm just feeling like you're in a pedophile showing on this. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure these things are up. No, nobody is really monitoring these things before they put these videos out there. But that one wouldn't have made it. If that came across my desk, there's no way I would have let that one, like, slipped through the cracks because it was too much. I don't know what he was thinking. I don't know whoever had the camera needed they ass whooped too for not saying, you know what, this is nowhere near appropriate. Like, we need to find another TikTok challenge. Seriously, like, this was nowhere near appropriate. But I'm going to go to the lines real quick. A few people wanted to maybe make a comment. This one hit 850 real quick. I'm going to go here first because they hit the one first. But 850, did you have something to say about this?
Yeah, I did. First of all, I don't agree with any pedophiles coming and doing this internet TikTok bullshit. Period. Because first of all, this shouldn't even be a internet thing. It should be like, he shouldn't even have rights to be on the internet. First of all, it should be completely, I want to give a shout out to Don Jr., CEO, by the way, and the winning team.
Rest in peace,
Tupac, Little Peep, XXX, Tentacion, Pop Smoke, and all these rappers, Mac Miller as well, that we've lost within these past couple of days. It's like we're losing the real ones, and we're being replaced by fake puppets, angry, murderous Muppets that don't understand they're being pawns of the devil here. See, you got to ignore, you have to ignore with a fine eye this pedophilia, because they feed off that shit.
This was disturbing. You can't really, it was too far gone to like ignore. It was really disturbing. If you do come across it, usually when those things stream, they stream like back to back. You know what I'm saying? But I'm pretty sure if you watch any or you do come across it in your timeline, because you can't really block it. Because people put it out there, if you have a public page, whatever they're sharing, I mean, you get thousands or hundreds of thousands, sometimes millions of shares. So it's hard to block certain things. But this one, they definitely need to pull it. It's very inappropriate. You know what I'm saying? That they even allowed that one to, like, slip through the cracks. Hopefully somebody might report it. Who knows? So hopefully somebody, because it was too much. It was too much to just sit back and, you know, it was very tasteless the way that they did it, and the fact that he even chose a little girl to do a challenge like that with was very, very disturbing.
Sick.
But 850, we appreciate you chiming in on that, and shout out to you, salute to you, RIP to everybody that you named. Rest in peace. You know what I'm saying? Especially. You know what I'm saying? We were just talking about Tupac, so, you know what I'm saying, rest in peace to all Pop Smoke, all of those, the people that you named, you know what I'm saying, because we are losing good artists, and we get replaced with utter crap, absolute crap. All they're talking about is popping pills, driving cars, and women, and we lost a lot of good hip-hop greats out here. So thank you for that. We appreciate that statement.
Okay, I want to give a nationwide SOS alert to everybody that
you cutting in and out, baby. 850. Hello? 850. Okay, I'm not sure what was going on with 850, but we're gonna go to 661. 661, you live on the air.
Good afternoon, all y'all. This is Pastor Dodger, CEO. I didn't get a chance, an opportunity to see that video. The point I want to bring up, everybody's a cameraman in society right now. So more things are being caught in the information. When I grew up, if you wanted to know what was going on in the world, you had to go ask your grandmama. You had to go to the library, look inside the encyclopedia. With all this information being on demand, it's like it's out there. And you said a real key point. There's, even when you block people, there's still other social networks, social opportunities for people to get a hold of you. And with the people getting a hold of you, nobody knows who's on the other end of that computer. You know, they had this TV show called Catfish. You know what I'm saying?
Where
a lot of people was faking like they were somebody else. And then the whole deal is with us being a team, and a conglomerate, we have to make sure that we utilize this media for what it's for. You know, I don't think that some of these little kids that's 9 years old, they don't need to have a cell phone. They shouldn't be able to record stuff, you know.
Thank you. You
get what I'm saying? We can't get mad at the media when we're spreading negative news with positive stuff. Like, okay, like if a kid goes out and go help five old ladies across the street, we're going to talk about that. But if kids smack an old lady, we run that video 5,000 times on the social media. Now, my son was just speaking. Yeah. He's a third. I'm a junior. But no matter what, the radio is in our lineage, and my father carried me into a radio station when I was 3 months. So all my life, I've been around this entertainment industry. I've seen a lot of people make a lot of money. I've seen people get screwed over for their money. But the bottom line is nobody wants to read the fine print. And with all this information being available, information and knowledge is wisdom once it's applied. So I say this to say to y'all, I love that y'all putting this information out there in a positive light and actually really breaking it down. And I like to have a show where there's no filter, because a lot of times when people hear that I'm a pastor and they find out I cuss, smoke, and drink, they just totally forget about God. But at some point or another, before I became Pastor Donnell Green, I was Donnell Green the man. You get what I'm saying? Okay. So I just love what y'all are doing on this platform. Y'all keep spreading the positivity. I'm going to listen to the rest of the show. I'm texting some other people and told them to come, because the whole thing is the audience. We provide these platforms, but we need the audience for different opinions to know what it really is.
Absolutely. Yeah. Everybody that calls in, this is a platform where you come, you speak how you feel. There is no judging. Everybody is entitled to their opinion. We don't blast anybody for having their opinion or how they feel. That's why it's all talk, no filter. We embrace everybody who comes here to say their piece and say what they want to say. This is what we do. You know what I'm saying? And we appreciate everybody that takes the time to listen to us live or listen on demand. It's much, much love. You can be anonymous. You can shout out, you know what I'm saying, like the gentleman did before, like you yourself did also. You know what I'm saying? We embrace all of that. We also want, hey, when it's coming up, we gonna keep it pushing. We're going to get into the entanglement. You know what I'm saying? We going to get into that. We have to talk about it because that's what we do. If it's anything that's popping out here that's big news, especially it's time to move on to the hot seat. Hot seat, y'all know, that's where our celebrities go when they in the hot seat. So, you know what it is?
Well, can I ask one question?
Everybody's talking about it. What you got, Eddie?
Okay, and you guys are very well educated. I know y'all well studied. Y'all probably come from really nice families. But doesn't this kind of seem strange that on an election year, we have this major disease, a pandemic. We get all this stimulus money, so people who never had a car got a car now. And the ones who will be voting, they're not going to switch a president in the middle of a war, and it's an invisible enemy. The sad part about it is all the stuff that could have prevented it, you supposed to already know. Wash your hands when you go to the bathroom and cover your mouth when you cough. That's what the stuff that they teach you when you're a kid. So you tell me why we got all this money that we ain't never had, and the gas is at $2 a gallon, which it ain't been like that, but we can't go nowhere. So, of course, we're going to protest and get pissed off because we got all this money. We can't go with our family to spend it. Now, what about the guy who's been working at the arena for 25 years? He just finally decided to take a vacation, ain't took a vacation in 25 years. He's finally going to take his kids to Disney World. He paid for the tickets, get his pull from his 401k so they can have plenty of money to spend and blow off at Disney World, and now he can't even go. Well, of course he's pissed off, and all he got is 24 hours a day to sit at home and watch CNN and tell him how many people are dying. So I say this to say to y'all, y'all are ahead of y'all time. I want to give y'all flowers like Nori said, y'all like drink champs. I want to give y'all the flowers now, you know, because y'all don't know how hard it is to put together these shows and to get everybody on the same page. And I commend y'all for really be doing it, because sometimes you might have a show where it's three callers, then sometimes it's like 50 callers and you can't get to everybody. And then some people take it personal, like, you didn't open my mind. I was on hold for an hour. But at the end of the day, y'all keep putting it out there. And I'm telling you, when you download it and people hear the playback of it, it's going to blow their mind, because a lot of stuff y'all said 6 months ago actually became real. I've been paying attention to y'all for a minute.
Okay. Thank you. That's much love. Much
appreciate
love. Salute to you. We appreciate that. We appreciate anybody that take, you know, because time is, you know, your time is valuable. And we appreciate anybody that takes time out to spend any time, you know, dealing with us or listening to us. We appreciate that. We appreciate everybody that listens, calls in, whether you live or on demand. Hey, we love you here at All Talk No Filter. We're going to keep doing what we do. You know what I'm saying? And we do it because of people like you that appreciate it. You know, we didn't know that, but we do now. And we want to thank you. So,
I'm hanging out the rest of the show.
Right, for sure.
I'm eager to hear whatever else y'all got, because I love wisdom, man. My personal radio network, I've done over 21,420 minutes of being on shows like this. So, I really digest.
Shout yourself out.
Well, we have Winning Team Wednesday every Wednesday from 7 p.m. East Coast time, 4 p.m. West Coast time. We have the Winning Team show up. Everybody comes and we talk about, for an hour, we talk about business, empowerment, education, new technology, what's going on in the world with everybody's personal CEOs and their personal companies. Then in the second hour, we do a feedback session where we play independent artist music. And we get the people that's on the line right then to give their feedback. So somebody like a Kathy Hughes or like a Donnie Simpson will be on our show. You can't get a hold of them personally, but when we got them on our show, we get the feedback. You can hold that and put that on your Facebook and on your Instagram and let people know that you're doing with some connected people. So y'all definitely welcome to come at any point. The call-in number is you call me direct. That's 661-772-3035. Once again, for the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, 661-772-3035. 661-772-3035. I have a gift for connecting people and putting people in the right positions with little or no money. We got to be effective with helping our brothers and sisters with limited resources. You just heard my son, True Medicine Man X. He was just speaking, and he's my co-host. So the whole idea is we've been on over 4,500 radio shows. We can't get stuck in our own shows. We got to visit other people, see what's going on in the world, put the information out, and whoever wants to really take their career to the next level, we work together. And I'm telling you, I've been in business for 23 years, a pastor for 17 years. I've lived in 40 out of 50 states. I feel the world is – the universe is shifting so that the people that didn't have the money are going to be well off, and the people that's been rich and putting their foot on our neck, they're going to be broken up. So, I mean, y'all doing something amazing. Keep the gifts of power of speech to reach every man and woman child on this planet through this internet. That's what y'all doing.
Appreciate
y'all
it.
Using what they gave to us that we didn't know how to use 10 years ago. Now we're utilizing this as our biggest tool. So, like I said, keep bringing those strong messages. I can't make it every week, but I'm going to make it as many times as I can because I'm here to support.
Whenever you can, we appreciate that. And much love, baby. We appreciate that. Hold on. Don't stick with us. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get you a quick little break. And, hold on. Thank you. Hey, real shout out to them for real. You know what I'm saying? Hey, he gave you all the information.
Yep.
When you go back and listen on demand, you can hear it again. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to jump into the hot seat. But real quick, because it's enough. Hey, that's the problem again. It's enough for everybody out here to eat. You know what I'm saying? So don't, you know what I'm saying, share the love, share the wealth. You know what I'm saying? Y'all need to quit being like that out here because it's enough for everybody to eat out here, man. That's the problem amongst us. Especially us, black and brown, I'm saying, we don't want to share in that enlightenment and that, you know, the gratitude towards another, you know what I'm saying, entity of our own. So with that being said, real quick, we're going to take a quick break, and then we get back in the hot seat. So let's go. Mona Lisa by the one and only rap star, 412. Let's go.
I see you patiently waiting for me to get it in. From the back of your man, you think I wanna hit and quit. You dealing with it, catching younger with a lot of hunger. Your heart is on the line and that's a whole lot of pressure. My intentions are good, my intentions are pure. We can go further, only if you're sure. You think I'm laying game, but I ain't playing with you. Looking at you, bitch couldn't paint a perfect picture. We had computer love and the block was something special. And every time I hear from you, I want to be next to you. I got the pen in the pad to tell you how I feel. Now I'm putting it down to show you what is real. Get my Mona Lisa, Lisa, Lisa. All you listen to me without you, ain't no way of winning. Us with clothes on is a way of sinning. So let's take the clothes off like it was the very beginning. You my Mona Lisa, 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 Mona Lisa. You know I need ya, need ya, need ya. Yeah, I need ya. I'm digging your style and mommy, you are worth it. Please you believe me when I say your picture's perfect. You my Mona Lisa, 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 Mona Lisa. You know I need ya, need ya, need ya. Yeah, I need ya. Digging your style and mommy, you a work. Please you believe me when I say your picture perfect. Soft strokes from my brush, that will make your ass. Lower curves from my wrist, that will make it fast. My signature on the bottom, that will make it mad. Your mixed heritage, that will make me so fast. We on the phone talking like for hours. Intimate conversation, have brains of organs, big showers. Burico Daliana, dressing Gucci and Gabbana. If I could, I would dress you in all Prada. I know at times you feel a little insecure. Look to me, I'm the one that protects all things natural. I like the way we play to get the game. Mwah, mwah. And you tell me to do it again. You're my motivation for my artistic ability. More than sexual, you're like the best friend of me. In the bed, with a rose petal, come lay with me. Jiggling, baby.
Go ahead, girl.
You're my Mona Lisa, 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 Mona Lisa. You know I need ya, need ya, need ya. Yeah, I need ya. I'm digging your style, I'm mommy, you are worth it. So you should believe me when I say your picture's perfect. You're my Mona Lisa, 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 Mona Lisa. You know I need ya, need ya, need ya. Yeah, I need ya. I'm digging your style, and mommy, you are worth it. So you should believe me when I say your picture's perfect.
Okay, and we back. That was the one and only Rap Star 412 with Mona Lisa. Hey, if you're just not tuning in, you hear live with All Talk No Filter on Dow House Radio. Hit us up 646-595-4038. If you hear something and you want to say something, push the 1. Okay, so we all know dun, 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 that recently 412. Did you actually watch the Red Table Talk, man? I actually just watched it about
a few hours ago, because when it first came on, I saved it because I was busy working, so I saved this. I was like, I'm gonna watch it a little bit later. But when I put it on hold, I'm seeing all of these damn memes, man. The internet is undefeated, man. Anytime you have a slip up, they on you. You ain't
they
beefing
aren't.
With people. You beefing with they. You beefing with memes, man. That's how it is. And it was on them. You know, they was on it. But I literally just a couple hours ago, I actually watched the whole the Red Table.
Okay. My first question. Wait. So my first question. Jada states that in the Red Table Talk, this has been years that she has done this with August Delphine. I got a couple of questions for you. We're running short on time because we ran over. So I'm just want to know, first of all, do you think that with it being 4.5 years later, coming on 5 years, that they had this little engagement, entitlement, little relate? Will had to make her say relationship. Did you peep that? He had to drag the relationship out of her. Okay, so do you feel like after all these years that has went by, do you feel like for him to come out now is just him trying to get publicity and he's just being messy, like trying to get hype for a new album? Do you feel like this is album hype? Because come on, dude, almost 5 years later and now you want to speak on this?
That's what I thought. I really did think that, but at the same time, usually when this stuff happens, usually you'll see like little promotions for like, you know, his new song or new album and everything like that. I didn't see that yet. Might be one on the way, but I haven't seen it yet, which makes me realize like, I don't know if it was him who leaked it, or somebody else leaked it, and he followed up and said, yeah, this was going on and everything like that. Because after when he said it was going on, Jada was like, nah, it ain't true. And now here we are at the red table. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if it's just, you know, people who can't just mind their business, because it doesn't make sense to come out 4 years later, because they all said it, both Will and Jelly was like, this was a long time ago. Like, this isn't recent. This was a long time ago. Both of them, I felt like they were rambling. Like they didn't want to, you know, give too much information what was going on between them. I always thought that they had an open relationship anyway. You know what I'm saying? So that's my whole thing. I just think that, you know, there had to be something why out of 4 years, all of a
there's
sudden.
Something. There's something in it that Jada is holding back. I went
so
back and I watched
back.
It. Man,
so
okay, right, dude, because I was listening to, like, certain things she was saying, like, well, Will kept saying that, you know, he almost thought that he would never speak to her again, and he talked about different, you know, transgressions. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was like, damn, Jada, like, what was you doing? You know what I'm saying? Like, I really wanted to delve into that. Like, I really would, and the red table talk, which is generally at least an hour. This probably was maybe 15 minutes. So I don't think it's going to die anytime soon. I understand they're trying to do damage control, and I applaud them for doing damage control, because there are more stars out here who things have surfaced at some point. And it's like, dude, you didn't say anything, or lady, you didn't say nothing. Where's your publicist? Where's your manager? Where's your somebody to say something on your behalf to keep this, you know, like, under control? He mentioned she mentioned the permission thing, and I want to speak on that. And I don't think that was 100% true, and I say that because in Hollywood it is a thing to get permission from someone else's significant other, wife, husband, ex, whatever, to deal with them. Case in point, when Jamie Foxx dated Katie Holmes, he said himself, he went to Tom Cruise to ask, is it okay? Like going to the Godfather, like, do I have your permission to date her? He asked him, like, he went to him, like, is this okay with you for me to do this? So it is not uncommon, while she was like, okay, well, the only person that can give that permission is me. It is not uncommon for someone, especially a man, to go to another man in Hollywood. This is not a thing you really hear amongst the women. Not to say that it doesn't go on. That's not what I'm saying. But it's not out of order, and it's not completely left field, out of context, that a man will go to a man about dating someone. August, bro, you was hella fucking messy. You was hella messy for how you bought this out almost 5 years later. Now, I know they spoke on the fact that he had some issues going on with himself, and some of them were mental issues. She said she was broken. She was like, I was broken. I was in a messed up place. And she was like, you know, with her being broken, she just felt, you know, and she had a codependency. And that was to help other people. There's nothing wrong with trying to reach out and help the next sister, brother, Caucasian. It doesn't matter. There's nothing wrong with trying to help out the fellow man. There's nothing wrong with that. So my thing is, one, do you feel like a broken person can help another broken person? If you're that broken, she said that it had been so long since I had been happy. So you were broken. Mm-hmm. You admitted I was a broken individual. How does a broken person help another broken person, and then now you end up here? Do you think that is feasible? What do you think? What's your opinion?
I think it depends on the situation. If you have two broken people and the type of in it for solely just because it's not really like a self-reliance type thing, because even if you are broken, you're supposed to still help yourself and maintain yourself and make yourself better. Well, now, what she said, I remember she said to alleviate that problem because she felt like she needed to be needed. She wanted to fix something, so she seen him and wanted to fix him. But I don't think it was necessarily she wanted to fix him. It was more so, well, he needs to be fixed. I'm going to fix him for my benefit, not for his benefit. I mean, if it works out for him, okay, cool. But at the same time, she's doing it to more of, you know, she needs to be needed. It kind of feels like, you know, when parents, when that out of nest syndrome, I think it's called that baby bird syndrome, where all the kids is out of the house, are grown in college, got their own places and everything, and now the parents, are at home, and now you have parents who, during that time period, they seek out other things, like the dad might go on a midlife crisis or some shit like that because he don't feel as young as he used to. You know, the mother, she might get a fucking dog or a cat or a parakeet because she needs something to occupy her time because her kids are grown. Now, the only thing she got to wait for is the grandparents, the grandkids. So until then, she buys a parakeet to take care of. So it's like they're doing things to remedy whatever issues that they have, rather if it's for the person's benefit or not, more so their own benefit than the other person. But my whole thing is, even if he was mental, if he was mentally unstable, why would you feel the need to be, why would you feel the need to date or to actually go through that route? If people know about, you know, psychologists, that's called transference. When a patient goes to a psychiatrist or a psychologist and they're speaking about their problems, sometimes that person might develop a sense of feelings for that person who's giving them a listening ear, because they feel that their sympathy and their listening and their time that they're giving to you to take time to, you know, help you out your problems, they feel like that's like caring, or they misunderstand that type of feeling to mean that you're being interested. So on his part, he was feeling like, oh, well, she really cares about me. She's doing this, she's doing that. I fell in love. He said he was in love with her. So the fact that she was giving a listening ear and she was helping him out, and he was around the family. He was around the weird-ass children too. So he was feeling the type of love. He had probably haven't had, you know, family like that for a while, you know, being that he's sick. He haven't had nobody to embrace him and work him out and everything like that. And that's basically what it was. You can't really say entanglement. They said that they was on a break. But, again, even if you are on a break, you know, there's certain things that you're not supposed to do in I don't know, that's some weird shit.
I think it's something other than the August thing, because if you listen to what, like, even Will was like, I forgave you for your transgression, that's one. And he said stuff like, I thought I would never be able to speak to you again. You know what I'm saying? I thought... He was like, I was done with your ass. If you watch the video, like, Will was like, fed the fuck up on some things. And I just think they need to, if you're going to put it out there, fuck it. Put it all out there, because it's just going to make people delve deeper into it. Because if you're only giving, you're only painting a partial picture. And I understand if you're trying to maintain your brand. I get it. You know what I'm saying? But I just think it's way deeper.
I guess they was,
and I think she was looking at
was
he
trying,
mentioned. Go ahead, baby.
I guess he was trying. Yeah, I guess he was trying. They was trying to answer the questions about the August thing without going to details about other situations. You know, because I seen, I remember when they said, you know, the media will fuck everything up. You know, the media, this will be going on, and the media will say, hey, yo, Will said this or Jada said that. And meanwhile, we both not saying nothing to nobody. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know, they're like, yo, we're trying to keep it hush-hush. We ain't trying to put our business out there. But since this did actually happen, I feel like we have to speak about it. So I think they was trying their best to not spill too much tea of what was going on, because they probably had, you know, counseling and this, that, and the third, and they're trying to say, you know, well, we're going to try to leave this in the past. We're not going to try to bring up old shit and everything like that and point blame or something like that. So I guess that was what they was basically trying to do, even though it would have made more sense to know what the fuck was going on, because fuck August, that could have been another person. You know, that could have been anybody. But what I want to know, what the people want to know, is what happened in y'all's relationship for it to get to that point. Because there's a cause and an effect. This was an effect. You know, this was an effect. What was the cause of y'all's relationship? And that's why I really didn't pay too much attention when it first came out. Because I was like, well, they're in an open relationship anyway. I used to watch Taboo, the show called Taboo, and they had a scene where it was a woman who sexually she likes to be dominated. And when I mean dominated, I mean she likes to be hurt. She likes to be put her hands, somebody put her hands on them. She likes freaky shit, like, I mean, like real freaky shit. Like, she liked to be suspended in the air with straps to the ceiling, put pins and needles in her to increase pain and pleasure at the same time. She was all in. And they was older. They was, you know, her and her husband, they were an older slot, you know. They were like, you know, maybe the father, maybe the husband was like maybe in his like early 70s, maybe late 60s, and she was like maybe in her 50s, early 60s or something like that. So her man was probably old school. He probably was like, I don't care if my woman gets off on this or not. I cannot personally see myself putting my hands on my wife. No, regardless if she likes it or not, I can't raise my hand to her. So they might have had an agreement to where, you know, they was like, well, if this is something that you want to do and it's something that you like to do and I can't fulfill this for you, maybe we can get somebody to fulfill that. And then on the side, maybe he has like a little something that he has on the side so he won't feel left out. But I seen the scene. Soon as, you know, the guy, he creeps up in a Suburban and the husband kisses his wife on the forehead goodbye, and he sees his wife off to the guy. And soon as the woman comes into her car, the second she gets in, that dude chokes her and everything like that. You know, each couple, you know, they got to find what works for them. I guess I think that they found something that works for them, but and in turn, you got to also be careful, because even though you might, you know, be in an open relationship, the person that your spouse or your significant other is with, you don't know the ulterior motives of that person. Because they could have an open relationship and have a perfect marriage.
I've been in an open relationship. I've been in an open relationship, and to be honest, I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is. And there was no permission. I'm going to say this. We're going to wrap it up soon. But there was no permission, but there was, the boundary was to let the other know this is who it is. And it was always like, you tell the person, this is my rock, this is what I'm dealing with, that ain't going nowhere. So either you in or you're out. And we didn't always want the same people. And if I didn't want that, I'm like, go ahead. You know what I'm saying? And vice versa. So, I mean, the permission thing, I don't know if that, what that is. Maybe it was with them, and maybe she doesn't want to admit to it. But I'm going to say this. I hope this doesn't tarnish her Red Table Talk brand, because he was on Red Table Talk back a little bit. So I hope this doesn't want to tarnish the brand or put, you know, a dark cloud over the brand, because for real, at the end of the day, even though we discuss these things, none of us are certified counselors. These we give our opinions. We are entitled, you know, still a free, you know, country where we could give our opinions on things, but we're not, you know, we don't have no degrees, and we can't give no medical. The man should have been under a professional care to get him where he needed to be, for real. You know what I'm saying? Not just talking to Jada's not a counselor. She's an actress. She's a manager. You know what I'm saying? She's a mom. She's not, you know, she doesn't have a psychology degree. If she did, she didn't speak on it, and I would think she would put it out there. She said that she was trying to get him help. If you are the psychiatrist or you are the whatever, you are the help. You can, if he needs medication, you are able to do this, tell him what he needs to do, send him get him the resources that he needs, or prescribe him what he needs to be prescribed. That, I just think it was something that went wrong. I wish them the best of luck. August, my opinion is, I still think that was fucking messy for you to come out 4.5 years later and try to do all that. I don't know if some feelings resurfaced or what the hell happened. I don't know if you had a dream one day and you feel woke. I don't know what the fuck is going on, but Miss Estia, I personally, my opinion, and I'm entitled, I think it was messy. And I'm gonna leave it at that. Do you want to add anything to that before we get up out of here?
Nah, just tell the motherfuckers, if y'all in an open relationship and you and the side motherfucker and everything like that, I gotta tell, just mind your business, man. Quit trying to blow everything
up. Hey, do
man.
This. Gag order.
Shut the
Gag
fuck
order.
Up.
When you got money, you got attorneys. You tell your attorney, put this motherfucker on the gag order. I won't, if they say anything, it's like that. Gag order. Y'all got the money. Y'all got attorneys. Gag order. It ain't hard. Make it happen. Hey, tell a friend, tune on in. We here every Sunday, 7 Eastern, 6 Central. We in the building. We out. Enjoy y'all Sunday, fun day. And it's a wrap. We gone. We see y'all next week, baby. STL Boogie. Go back. Let's go.
Take my time, talking so fine. Sit back and unwind. Let me put this on your mind. Drift like a faucet. Can I turn you on? I'll do all the things that I know will make you wrong. I'm trying to turn this right here and sing your favorite song. Just open up for me and let me get your mind blown. I'm talking ecstasy, and you don't need a pill. Just put your hands in my pants and you see how I feel. Now you got me, girl. Big heart is still. Now stop front, girl. You know you wanna let me dream. Act like you don't want it when I know you do. Up on the body, girl, I know you want to do. Act like you don't want it when I know you do. Take off all the clothes. Come on, girl, let's go.
Pop, don't filter. Dollhouse Radio. We out.